Wes Craven has a new thriller called Red Eye, and Steve Carell stars in a new comedy called The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Two films that critic David Edelstein says do just what late summer movies are supposed to do.
It's the third week of August, and the studios assume we're all too hot and stupid to sit through anything of substance. Well, here's what I say to Hollywood. You're right. It does seem about time for a good empty multiplex thriller and a good empty multiplex sex comedy. We've got a very good empty thriller and a pretty good empty sex comedy. Let's start with Wes Craven's Red Eye, a minimalist exercise in maximalist suspense. Hey, do you think that would fit in an ad? It's mostly two people sitting next to each other on an airplane. There are lots of close-ups, lots of Hitchcockian subjective camera shots up and down the aisle. Rachel McAdams plays Lisa, a luxury hotel manager flying home to Miami after her grandmother's funeral. McAdams had to deal with Owen Wilson's subterfuge in The Wedding Crashers, but it's nothing on what Cillian Murphy pulls here. Murphy battled zombies in 28 Days Later and put a bag over his head that spewed poisonous gas in Batman Begins. With his pallor and his glazed blue eyes, he's right on the border between Dreamboat and Spooky Freak. He and Lisa meet cute in the airport, and cute again when they share Bay Breeze cocktails, and cute once more when it turns out he's sitting next to her on the plane.
Oh. Hi. Again.
Oh, I figured you'd be in first class.
Oh, no, no, not me. I'm all coach all the time.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I think that's my seat.
What, you're not sitting here?
Well, I don't know. That's his 18G.
You're kidding. You're not kidding. Yeah, you need a bellhop?
No, that's okay.
Can we please?
Okay. Oh.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm not normally such a lightweight. Those strong bay breezes.
Oh, I'm cutting you off anyway, sorry. So, what are the odds, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. You're not stalking me, are you?
No.
Stalking him, that's a good one. I really like the flatness of the film's setup. It's very creepy. And the movie gets even creepier once we learn what he wants Lisa to do for him. This is the sort of witty thriller that comes down to props and characters as props. A pen, a book, a friendly old lady, a curious little girl, a plane phone, a cell phone, a people mover. Red Eye does get more conventional as it approaches the climax. You know, girl running from stalking killer with a knife. But this is Wes Craven of Scream and Scream 2 and, oh yeah, Scream 3. And listen, this guy knows stalking killer with a knife scenes. Red Eye takes off and lands in 85 minutes, including credits, just the right length, and you don't even have to switch planes. If you want a good time with the 40-year-old version, then, in the words of another sex-crazed dork, John Lovitz, lower your standards. Certainly the writer-director Judd Apatow and writer-star Steve Carell have lowered theirs. Apatow was a writer and director on The Larry Sanders Show and Freaks and Geeks. Carell has been a hoot on The Daily Show and was brilliant as the lead in the ill-advised Americanization of The Office. But here's what happens when genius TV comedy guys do big studio multiplex movies. They put on their stupid hats and try to gross you out. Carell plays Andy, a permanent adolescent who lives among vintage monster models and other geeky bric-a-brac. There's very visible evidence of a sex drive, but he's mostly in a world of audio-video fantasy, at least outside his job, at an audio-video superstore. Over poker, his co-workers trade obnoxious and disgusting stories about their sex lives. Then all eyes turn to Andy.
Andy, do me a favor. Would you please help him redeem himself by telling a real sex story?
Yes.
I don't... You know what? I'm a gentleman and I don't, you know, I don't kiss and tell. So.
I'm paying you. The nastiest thing you've ever done. I'm dead serious. I'm talking about nasty.
Wow. So many stories are running through my head right now. I dated this girl for for a while, and she was really a nasty freak. She just loved to get down with sex all the time. She was like, any time of day, she was like, yeah, let's go. I'm so nasty.
She talked dirty to you?
Oh, she loved to dirty talk. Totally into it. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. So.
The 40-year-old virgin is too long, too sexist, and too, shall we say, flaccid. Partly it's because Carell hasn't quite settled on a character. His jittery white guy anti-hipness is amusing. But first he's a half-wit bordering on a quarter-wit who doesn't even know how a condom works. Then he's a savvy charmer. But the movie has its moments. There's a great scene when Andy's buddies introduce him to a surefire conquest, an outrageous alcoholic played by Leslie Mann. She and Andy get into her car for the ultimate don't try this at home kids drunk driving scene. And Catherine Keener shows up as a been-around-the-block mom who instantly falls for Andy, for no reason I can discern. But Keener is such a smart and grounded performer that she makes you believe almost anything, even that she's worth waiting 40 years to have sex with.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.